If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media one word or Catholic Audio Media three words on Spotify. So I've kind of looked at some issues this week and how we look at it within the faith. And there was another issue that came up that I happened to see some videos on, because I've been kind of following this pretty closely. And you may have heard the story. I'm not going to mention any names related to this, but it's the case of a Missouri teenager, a girl, female, and she got into a fight with another teenager. And in the fight, there were a whole bunch of teenagers that were somehow surrounding them, and some of them got into fights with each other. But the main focus was this girl who got into a fight with another girl, and I'm not sure who started it. It just happened to be the two were fighting. And in the process, the girl who gets into a fight, she suffers this really heavy beatdown, and then the girl who is, you know, hitting her in the head then slams her head three times into the pavement, and you probably heard the story, she goes into a seizure, and then she ends up in the hospital. She had a fractured skull, and she's got serious brain damage, or she's got brain damage of some type. Well, any kind of brain damage is serious. And apparently she's now in a position where she has to learn how to walk and talk again. So she's going through rehabilitation as she heals from this traumatic brain injury. And the girl who slammed her head into the allegedly slammed her head into the tar, into the asphalt, she is in prison awaiting trial, and they're the family of the one who is in a coma is demanding that the one who slammed her head into the tar be treated as an adult, even though I think they're both 16. Well, one of the things I noticed, if you have a chance to look at this video, you can probably look it up, Missouri teen or something like that. The thing that fascinated me, and it really reflects what we've kind of talked about this week of building community. The girl who, and there's all kinds of stories back and forth about who started the fight and who was most responsible and stuff. So I'm not going to get into faults or anything else. I'm going to look at this on an objective level. And that is that the girl who got her head slammed into the ground, she goes into a seizure. So she is unconscious in a seizure. Meanwhile, first of all, there's someone who's continuing the video, which we wouldn't know any of this if they didn't continue the video. So they're just catching things on video. But everyone else is engaged in some kind of a fight or whatever, and no one is tending to this girl. And eventually, obviously, the police come. You have the EMTs. She ends up in the hospital. She's unconscious. She's in a coma. She's been in a coma for a few days, and she starts to recover. But as you know, if someone is in a coma, it's not like you see on TV, then all of a sudden they blink their eyes and they're fine. That's a traumatic brain injury. I wrote an article, I think it's on Medium, of how traumatic brain injuries can affect someone's life and behavior. And a lot of people end up in prison who have had traumatic brain injuries. And this is an issue that people are starting to address because they're saying, you know, this, it by default, they become the treatment for traumatic brain injuries, and that's not the way they should be handled. But the bottom line is that she now has a traumatic brain injury. But that thing fascinated me that here she is having a seizure, and all these other students are probably about the same age, and they're busy fighting around her, but no one is tending to her. No one is even stopping everything and saying, wait, something's going on here. And that's an important thing. I think I'm going to be talking to our religious education department here in the parish to ask them to let's talk about that. Because it's very possible that, number one, the students didn't realize how serious this is. And obviously, this is very serious. Number two, they didn't have an understanding of what was going on and just how much danger can happen in things like that. And now, apparently, the teenager who was in prison wants to apologize. It was never her intention that the one she was fighting would end up in a coma, but now it's in court. Now you're probably going to be dealing with at least some form of felony, some form of assault with an intent to kill, or I have no idea what she'd be charged with, but it's probably going to be along those lines. Remember, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. But they're all going to be pretty serious. And one of the things I'm looking at that is saying, you know, when you lose a sense of community, then you lose a sense of how it affects other people, actions that we may take. And the question I have in there also is, does anyone know how serious that is? And does anyone know when someone, if someone gets into a fight and they have a seizure, how serious that is? One of the issues that I've seen in on a video, and this always drives me crazy, is some kid, he's a smaller high school student, and he's picking on a bigger high school student. He's been doing it, keep picking on him. And then eventually the bigger high school student has had enough, and he punches him, and he knocks him out, and immediately his hands go up in the air. Well, that's never a good sign. Anytime, that's never a good sign. I used to work with bull riders, so I know all these bad signs. Trust me, I know all about them. That's never a good sign. And of course, one of the things that bothers me about that is the one who knocked out the bully right away, he's the one who gets taken down the office. The other one probably ended up in a hospital, but this one could also be suspended. And they never, the teachers never address the issue when the student is being bullied. I know, as someone who was bullied severely at Central Junior High School in Weymouth, Massachusetts, and traumatically for those three horrendous years. So I know how that happens. And it's one of the things I thought of later. I says, you know, and the teachers would watch it happen and do nothing. So keeping that in mind, it's something I think we really need to understand. This is one of the reasons why community is so important. This is the reason why it's so important to understand that you're part of a community if you believe in God and you have, like, for example, I'm talking to Catholics. Now, there are people here that may be Baptist and the people here that may be non-denominational, but you're connected to a church. Go to the church. Be connected to the church. And, of course, the Catholics. I invite you to go to your local parish, and if you're in the Alston area, come visit us. But be part, because that's building community. That's an essential level. There are people who hate the church, who want to do everything they can to divide those communities. Ignore them and come be part of a community and rooted in Christ. And this is important because when you do that, then you get to understand the importance of everyone else and the important value and the important way of treating others correctly, and understanding if something goes wrong, to act on it immediately. We have to address this. Girl is on the ground, she's having a seizure, and people are busy fighting each other, and no one, number one, takes care of her, or no one stops and says, this is an emergency. There is something wrong here. Now, granted, there's no adults in the area, and that might be one of the reasons. But, You know, it's one of those things to be able to teach, you know, when you're teaching students of how important it is to value that other person, how we really have to understand we're kind of all in this together. And God is calling us to love the other person always and to always act in that way. Now, one of the things I learned when I got out of high school and I ended up working for the Boston Globe of all places. And I remember there was another guy who worked for the Globe, and he was talking about, of course, the drinking age was 18 then, so we were a little younger, and we could go into a bar if we wanted to. And he said, never get in a fight in a bar. And he says, I was in a bar, and he might have been in his early 20s. He says, and I saw some guy just get punched in the nose, and he dropped dead right then and there. And now you've got all that issue. He says, never get into a fight and never get into a fight in a bar. And if we could teach students, and if we could also teach people to say, how do we figure out how to deal with these fights? I mean, granted, they've been going on since Socrates was around and longer, but you know what I'm saying? How do we help people to understand the seriousness of some of these actions? I had a case of Salvadorans and Puerto Ricans who were fighting. And what the Salvadorans didn't know is the Puerto Rican, who was basically the gang leader, not gang leader, the ringleader, he had lost his mother a long time ago. And finally, I got the message to the Salvadorans, you know, he has no mother. And the mother went, he has no mother? And she was shocked because they didn't know their backstories and didn't know about them. And I said, gee, if only there was a way to get people to understand the needs of everyone else and they'd kind of work together. And maybe that's another ministry we can talk about in the faith, as we've been talking about different things about building a faith community. We'll be back on Monday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.